Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
It's mid-July and it's hot.
It's very hot. Connor is sweating so much.
Yeah.
He looks like a man who needs a cold drink.
Right, and that's the lesson that we have for you today, ordering cold drinks.
Okay, so we have a couple, they're at a restaurant, maybe they're sitting outside, maybe it's very sunny, and before they order their food, they want to order some cold drinks.
Right, so let's take a listen to the dialogue.
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Shall we order some drinks, honey?
For sure. I'm going to get a Coke. You?
Oh, that sounds refreshing. I'll get one too, but with no ice.
I don't like too much ice either, but I like it ice cold.
You can ask for half ice.
Good idea. If it's not cold enough, I can get extra ice.
They're already chilled, so I think it'll be fine.
Okay. It's just so hot today. I need to cool down.
Dialogue, second time.
Shall we order some drinks, honey?
For sure. I'm going to get a Coke. You?
Oh, that sounds refreshing. I'll get one too, but with no ice.
I don't like too much ice either, but I like it ice cold.
You can ask for half ice.
Good idea. If it's not cold enough, I can get extra ice.
They're already chilled, so I think it'll be fine.
Okay. It's just so hot today. I need to cool down.
All right, so it looks like Anne, she's asking Bob, shall we order some drinks, honey?
Shall we order some drinks? Yeah, this is just such a natural question, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. It just means, should we or do you want to?
Let's do it, right?
Yeah, that's right. And we don't really say shall except in a question like this.
Right, and it's funny because when we answer this question, we don't really say we shall, unless we're joking.
That's right. It can be used as a joke, but we usually just say okay, or for sure.
Right, yes. Oh, will we say yes?
Not usually.
Yeah, shall we? Yes. Sounds kind of funny.
It sounds pretty funny, yes. So Bob says, for sure, I'm going to get a Coke.
Okay, so Coke, of course, is Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really just Coca-Cola, is it?
No, it's actually just cola. But in North America, you know, the USA and Canada, we say Coke.
Right. It just means all colas.
Exactly. It could even be Pepsi.
Right. Some people get very angry about that. For example, I really like Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked Pepsi more than Coke, but I'm not most people.
Actually, I preferred Pepsi as well.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. The reason I liked Pepsi is because it was so refreshing.
Oh, yes, it was. I agree. So that's what Anne says next. It sounds refreshing.
Yeah, it makes me think about...
Yeah, when you drink it, you feel less hot.
Right, yeah, because when you're not fresh, you can think about lots of things that aren't fresh, like if food is not fresh or if the air is not fresh, you just don't feel very good.
You don't feel good. In this case, you're going to feel really hot unless you have a refreshing drink. Yeah, and after that, you feel refreshed.
Yeah, that's a really important thing to keep in mind. We never say, I feel refreshing.
That's right, yes. If it's a feeling, you say refreshed.
Right, exactly. Now, it sounds like Anne is also going to get a Coke, but she is going to get one with no ice.
No ice. Oh. So we all know ice. It's very, very cold. This is what you can say if you don't want your drink too cold.
Okay. Or if you just don't want too much ice.
Or that, yeah. I don't like too much ice because it's hard to drink.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Now, I wonder, could we also say no ice cubes?
I don't think I would ever say that.
You wouldn't say it? But those things are called ice cubes, right?
That's right. We just say ice, no ice.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like Bob doesn't like too much ice either, huh?
That's right, but he likes it ice cold. cold.
Jeez, Bob, what do you want? What do you want?
Yeah, so I agree with Bob here. I don't like a lot of ice, but I like it as cold as ice.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. It makes sense because sometimes the boss at the restaurant will put in so much ice, so you actually don't get very much Coke.
That's right.
You know, you waste money. But interesting here because ice cold, it's an adjective, isn't it?
Even though
it's two words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an adjective we often use for drinks when they're really cold, like an ice cold beer.
Oh, that sounds so good.
And refreshing.
And very, very refreshing. Now, it's funny because people don't usually like to put beer on ice.
Oh, and why is that?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Even if the beer is very warm, it's just something about beer being on ice that's very, very strange.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Whereas Coke on ice just seems very, very normal. Now, even if you put your beer on half ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
still kind of strange to people.
Right. So half ice means they're only going to put half the ice cubes into the drink, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, this pattern here, half something, we use it all the time at restaurants.
Yeah, whenever I order a mocha at Starbucks, I might say half sweet.
Yeah, because they're too sweet.
They absolutely are. Yeah,
they're too sweet, but at the same time, I don't want something that's not sweet. I want something nice that's in the middle. So half sweet, half ice. Any other half things we could think of?
Well, maybe something like rice.
Half ice, half rice. I mean, it's true. My dad always used to order food from a Chinese restaurant, and he would say, "This food is really good, but they give me so much rice." And I always tried to say, "Half rice. Just give me half rice."
Oh, so you could say it about anything that you want half of.
Half of. Exactly. As long as you get enough. That is the whole point.
That's right. So that's what Bob says here. If it's not cold enough, I can get extra ice. So let's look at this enough. This is what we use for adjectives a lot.
Mm.
If something is not cold enough, that means it's too hot.
It's too hot,
or warm.
Sure. And in the summertime, I'm sure lots of things are not cold enough.
That's right. Yeah. You could use this for anything. We could say it's not good enough.
Right. It's a good idea. It's just not good enough.
Right. You wouldn't say it's not bad enough.
Right, yeah, not bad enough. Now, one thing we might say in the summertime, and this sounds like what an old man would say, we might say, "Hot enough for you?"
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So he's not really asking if it's hot enough.
Mm.
He's saying, "It's hot."
It's so hot. Now, just remember, guys, the most important thing about this adjective plus enough is the order.
Yes.
We don't say enough cold. We don't say enough hot, enough good. But if we're talking about nouns, then the noun always goes after enough, right?
Do you have enough ice?
Do you have enough ice? Yeah.
No, I don't think it's cold enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So if it's not cold enough, he can get extra ice.
Yes. Now, this is probably the word that I use the most at the restaurant, both for ordering drinks as well as ordering food.
Mm-hmm, yeah. If you want more than on the menu, you can say extra. You can get extra pickles.
Extra pickles. Well, just extra vegetables.
Extra vegetables, right? Extra cheese.
Extra cheese on a pizza.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, extra anything. Now, sometimes, actually, a lot of the time, you have to pay for extra things.
Yeah, you do. Probably $2 or something.
Something.
Three.
Now, ice, you probably don't need to pay for extra ice. If you do, maybe find another restaurant.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. It sounds like Bob is a little worried about it being cold enough, but Anne says they're already chilled.
Okay, so chilled.
So chilled just means cold.
Mm.
They're in a refrigerator.
They're usually in the refrigerator. Now, this could be a can of Coke, a bottle of Coke, but a lot of times it's also a glass.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. A beer glass comes out. It's like icy.
Right.
Yeah, it's chilled.
Mm. Oh, yeah, a beer glass. I mean, on a really, really hot day, a chilled beer glass or even a chilled Coke is so good. What about on a chilly day?
A chilly day, you might want something hot.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so chilly means a little bit cold, right?
Mm, yeah, it's chilly today.
Mm-hmm, chilly, yeah. But that's not today.
Nope.
And today, you know, we need a chilled beer to cool down.
Ooh, okay. So cool down. Your body is so hot and you can think about it as being up. The temperature is up.
Up, yes. So you need to bring the temperature down.
Right.
Cool down. So we say this a lot when it's hot and we need to cool down, or after exercise, we need to cool down. But we also say it about our feelings.
Yeah. If I'm really, really angry or just really, really sad or just really emotional, Connor might say,
cool down.
Okay.
Take a breath. Yeah, take a breath. Just calm down.
Mm.
So that's the end of our dialogue. While you guys go take another listen to that, we will grab a cold drink.
Ooh, and cool down.
Dialogue first time.
Shall we order some drinks, honey?
For sure. I'm going to get a Coke. You?
Oh, that sounds refreshing. I'll get one too, but with no ice.
I don't like too much ice either, but I like it ice cold.
You can ask for half ice.
Good idea. If it's not cold enough, I can get extra ice.
They're already chilled, so I think it'll be fine.
Okay. It's just so hot today. I need to cool down.
Dialogue, second time.
Shall we order some drinks, honey?
For sure. I'm going to get a Coke. You?
Oh, that sounds refreshing. I'll get one too, but with no ice.
I don't like too much ice either, but I like it ice cold.
You can ask for half ice.
Good idea. If it's not cold enough, I can get extra ice.
They're already chilled, so I think it'll be fine.
Okay. It's just so hot today. I need to cool down.
So we just heard that dialogue again about cold drinks, and I do like cold drinks, especially a cold beer, but in the summer, even the hot summer, I enjoy hot coffee in the morning.
Yeah, me too. And you know, actually, I kind of like cold drinks in the winter too.
Sure, yeah. It really depends. If you need to cool down, you might need a cold drink.
Right. Now, in the morning, when we drink coffee, you usually don't need to cool down. You kind of need to warm up.
Warm up, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully your house is chilled
yes.
by the air conditioner.
Exactly. Okay, guys. Well, what about you? What kind of cold drinks do you like to order?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't mention coffee in this one, cold coffee, but that's a really popular one as well.
It is. And, you know, if you go into Starbucks, you are going to hear this phrase half ice or no ice all the time.
For sure. So let us know what your favorite cold drink is, and we look forward to seeing those comments.
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening. We hope your drinks are cold enough, and we'll see you next time.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye, guys.